home to a remarkable inventor, Abbas ibn Firnas. Astronomer, engineer, inventor. He's invented a water clock, a planetarium, a magnifying glass. Now he'll risk his life for a new invention. 1,000 years before the Wright brothers, he wants to fly. An extraordinary experiment in an extraordinary city. Cordoba is home to 500,000 Muslims, Christians, and Jews. In Europe's dark ages, a beacon of tolerance and learning. 37 libraries, the knowledge of mankind, much of it rescued from ancient Greece and Rome.
What one wonders about is if Islamic scientists had not played this role of nursemaid to science, how would we have gotten here? Because in the West, we had lost that with our dark ages. How would science have survived in the West if it had not been for the Islamic scholars?